From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.
Been 10 long years since the devil laid his fiddle at Johnny's feet, and it burned inside his mind the way he suffered that defeat. In the darkest pits of hell, the devil hatched an evil plan to tempt the fiddle player, for he's just a mortal man. The sin of pride, the devil cried, is what will do you.
That's legendary fiddle champion Mark O'Connor. He's a 3-time Grammy Award winner and the 4-time Grand Champion winner at Idaho's Weezer Fiddle Festival. As a kid in the 1970s, he took the Fiddle Fest by storm, winning the junior division 4 years in a row and becoming the youngest champion at just 17 years old. And except for Prince, yes, that Prince, he was the youngest artist to ever sign a recording contract with Warner Brothers, and he went on to become a 7-time CMA Musician of the Year. Well, now he makes music with his wife, Maggie, who plays violin, and who picked up a Grammy playing bluegrass with the O'Connor Band. During COVID, while the pair was stuck at home for 18 months, they did 70 weekly concerts online, known as Mondays with Mark and Maggie. They're coming to Idaho April 12th to the College of Southern Idaho Fine Arts Center as they get ready to release their new album, Life After Life, and they're joining us live today. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Gemma. How are you doing?
I am so good. It's so great to have you with us. So I wanted to start our conversation by playing a little bit of one of the songs off of your newest album. It's called Ride Towards Home. Let's take a listen to that. So, Mark, I understand that you and Maggie actually co-wrote that song. So did you write that during COVID?
Yes, we did. I wrote the lyrics and Mark set it to music. And it's about my everlasting love of the horse and what it's given to humanity over the centuries. Mm. Just kind of like a little note of gratitude to this animal that's given us so much. I mean, we've ridden them into battle, plowed the fields, and we even use them for therapy now. I know I personally do. So it's kind of like a love song, but for this animal.
So Maggie, how did you two get the idea for Mondays with Mark and Maggie?
Well, it was an idea that came out of necessity because the pandemic hit and we didn't have anything to do. So we were stuck in our living room and we thought, well, we're going to go crazy if we can't perform for people, because that's really the whole point of why we play music. And so we Mark went to a lot of lengths to figure out the technology, and we teamed up with a company. What was the name of the company?
Our Concerts
Live
out of Chicago.
And they helped us put on these shows, mm-hmm. streaming every week, and we had listeners. And I love this show because sometimes we would have special guests. So we got to kind of stay connected with some of our musician friends. And we also were interactive with the audience as well. So we would have a question and answer session every show. And it gave us this opportunity to workshop this new material that we probably wouldn't have had the time or the courage to test out at our normal live shows. Mm-hmm. But since we had 70 Mondays to fill, we had a lot more room for experimentation and some new music. And this project was kind of born out of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Mark, a lot of Idahoans know you from your time at the Weezer Fiddle Fest. So how long has it been since you were in Idaho, but also at the Fiddle Fest?
Well, I think the last time I was there, I think your associate Samantha interviewed me. I was reminded of that. And that was probably about 30 years ago.
oh my goodness.
I quit entering fiddle contests as a really young person. And, you know, I grew up doing it and then did it for a while in my early 20s. And then I got signed to Warner Brothers, as you mentioned in your introduction. I was assigned to Warner Brothers in my early 20s as a, I should qualify that statement, as a, as the youngest artist and producer. I think we're probably younger artists than me at that label in the history, but to produce their own albums, that was a unique thing back then. Now it's a lot more common. Back then, you know, the record labels didn't really sign artists without assigning them a producer. And I got to produce my own stuff. And that's partly why I came up with that Devil Comes Back to Georgia idea and took it to Johnny Cash and Charlie Daniels that we referenced there at the top of the show.
That song is iconic, Mark. I mean, it's really incredible. Do you think it would be fair to say, though, Mark, that the Fiddle Fest helped jumpstart your career at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it gave me a lot of, I think the spirit of the music industry itself, which is, you know, fairly competitive anyway, and you have to have a little bit of a thick skin to get through some of the twists and turns that keep coming at you. But yeah, I learned early on that this was something, playing music in front of an audience especially was something I really wanted to do ongoing. And so I don't miss, you know, competitive fiddling, anything like that, but I love the music that I played. And I actually still practice that music. Some of the very tunes I played in Weezer as a teenager, I probably practiced yesterday, literally on fiddle. It's like it's foundational to not just my musicality, but even my practice. It's like it's something that takes me back to how I learned how to play. And so even with, you know, the new music that we're doing, Maggie and I doing together, you know, you carry your history, your training, your experiences with you. Even if the music is brand new, you kind of like act as a tugboat, pulling along what you have, your musical language. And part of that was formed in places like Weezer, Idaho for me.
I want to play a part of another song in your album. It's called One Sunray at a Time. Let's take a listen to this. So Maggie, tell us a little bit about this song, One Sunray at a Time.
This song is very special to us. It's about my beautiful stepdaughter. She just turned 13, but when we first started writing the song, I don't know, maybe she was six. But it's about raising a daughter and the love of a parent and that you have for your daughter and watching them grow up. And it also projects into the future a little bit. Later in the song, we talk about getting ready for college and living on your own someday and, you know, finding your light to inspire the world as you can. And so it's a very uplifting song. It's about love, but it's a parent's love.
Oh, I love that. So, Mark, you actually released a memoir last year about your career. What was it like to, you know, sit down and look back on 50 years of playing music?
Well, in my memoir, Crossing Bridges, released last year, there's a lot of wonderful stories centered around my visits to Weezer, Idaho as a kid. But it was something that I've always wanted to do. I actually tried to do it a few times over the last 10 years, but gave up out of frustration. It was one of those things where you want to do it as best as you can. Being an artist, a musician, you want it to be, fine art. You don't mm-hmm. want to just tell the story, but tell it in a way that's very compelling and artistic, but honors the history. And so I finally found a way to do it and the time to do it during the pandemic. So yeah, that's yet another project plus these songs that came out of that time period where we had enough time off the road, you know, as sad as that was for us, but we had to turn it into something positive that had some hope attached to it. We didn't know how long we were going to be stuck, but our concert tours came down. And not only that, our family band broke up, our agency left, our management left, the whole thing came down. And it was scary for us because, I mean, going back to age 12, I've always been touring as a child musician and then as an adult musician all these years. And all of a sudden, that was kind of just grabbed and taken away. Mm. And everybody was scared about what the future was for musicians, especially since our career is with throngs of people and mixing with a lot of people in a room. And so all that was kind of put on hold and we didn't know how long. So we just poured ourselves into our art forms and came up with these things that may not have been possible if we just had a regular schedule, including the memoir and including Life After Life album with all these new songs that we've written.
Well, I want to thank both of you so very much for your time. We've been talking with musicians Mark and Maggie O'Connor. Their new album, Life After Life, comes out later this month. They are coming to Twin Falls for a concert April 12th at the College of Southern Idaho Fine Arts Center. And I think they might have some advanced copies of their new album with them. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.